Welcome to the Narrative Project. In this instalment, Graham Simpson reads from his book, The Rosie Project, in which Don, his protagonist, tries to reduce love and relationships to a manageable formula by survey.
A questionnaire. Such an obvious solution. A purpose-built, scientifically valid instrument incorporating current best practice to filter out the time wasters, the disorganized, the ice cream discriminators, the visual harassment complainers, the crystal gazers, the horoscope readers, the fashion obsessives, the religious fanatics, the vegans, the sports watchers, the creationists, the smokers, the scientifically illiterate, the homeopaths, leaving, ideally, the perfect partner, or, realistically, a manageable shortlist of candidates. I stood inside the entrance of a suburban house that reminded me of my parents' brick veneer residence in Shepparton. I had resolved never to attend another singles party, but the questionnaire allowed me to avoid the agony of unstructured social interaction with strangers. As the female guests arrived, I gave each a questionnaire to complete at their convenience and returned to me either at the party or by mail. The host, a woman, initially invited me to join the crowd in the living room, but I explained my strategy and she left me alone. After 2 hours, a woman of about 35, estimated body mass index 21, returned from the living room, holding two glasses of sparkling wine. In her other hand was a questionnaire. She passed me a glass. "I thought you might be thirsty," she said, in an attractive French accent. I was not thirsty, but I was pleased to be offered alcohol. I had decided that I would not give up drinking unless I found a non-drinking partner. And, after some self-analysis, I concluded that C, moderately, was an acceptable answer to the drinking question, and made a note to update the questionnaire. "Thank you." I hoped she would give me the questionnaire and that it might, improbably, signal the end of my quest. She was extremely attractive, and her gesture with the wine indicated a high level of consideration, not exhibited by any of the other guests or the host. "You are a researcher, am I right?" She tapped the questionnaire. "Correct." "Me also," she said. "There are not many academics here tonight." Although it is dangerous to draw conclusions based on manner and conversation topics, my assessment of the guests was consistent with this observation. "I'm Fabienne," she said, and extended her free hand, which I shook, careful to apply the recommended level of firmness. "This is terrible wine, no?" I agreed. It was a carbonated sweet wine, acceptable only because of its alcohol content. "You think we should go to a wine bar and get something better?" she asked. I shook my head. The poor wine quality was annoying, but not critical. Fabienne took a deep breath. "Listen. I have drunk two glasses of wine, I have not had sex for 6 weeks, and I would rather wait six more than try anyone else here. Now can I buy you a drink?" It was a very kind offer, but it was still early in the evening. I said, "More guests are expected. You may find someone suitable if you wait." Fabienne gave me her questionnaire and said, "I presume you will be notifying the winners in due course." I told her that I would. When she had gone, I quickly checked her questionnaire. Predictably, she failed in a number of dimensions. It was disappointing.
The Narrative Project was produced and directed by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9. Post-production by William Martin and theme music by Ken Norton and Karina Wynne-Moylan, made with assistance from the Community Broadcasting Foundation.